This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I was watching Lakers Pistons. That's what I watched because it was an NBC game. Watched that game. And then I was like, oh, yeah, Kings, Clippers. I'll go back. I really want to see Cade and these guys. Like, I want to see what this looks like. So I'll go back and watch the Kings game later. Was able to stay away from the score and everything. I was like, good. It's 11 o'clock at night. House asleep. Let me put the Kings game on and see what happened in L.A. with the Clippers. And halftime, I'm like, I'm done, bro. This is pathetic. This is ridiculous.
So what that did for me was I'm trying to like make note of like, all right, they beat the Mavericks. Like, all right, like I saw the Laker thing. I was like, I'm not going to watch that. Like, I'm not going back to watch that. Like, we don't have a show for a week. Like, I'm not watching that. And then the Clippers game. Well, I'm not watching that either. Like, what the? I'm not watching this stuff, especially like now I'm into free time. Like now I'm just home and we just don't have a show. I'm not watching this stuff. I started watching Boston, whatever the next game was. I think it was Boston. Yeah, it was I started Boston. Watching that. I'm not going back to watch this crap.
No, you ain't missed nothing.
I watched the Pistons because I wanted to watch the Pistons.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm sitting there watching all these games, man. And I don't even know what I'm looking for. Like, I've seen enough.
There's nothing to look for, man. There's absolutely nothing to look for.
Yeah, I've seen enough of all these guys.
And you have a thought that is 100% accurate about Keegan Murray's season.
Oh, man, it's just a lost season, bro. It's just a lost season.
Nothing. I don't know the status of whatever update we get on Keegan Murray in the next day. Just multiply it by 2, and that's probably what it is. And then just don't play him. Don't play Keegan until like after the trade deadline.
And you know, well, tell me what you think about this. Because I feel, and maybe it's tough to do this because of the injuries and all this other stuff. We know who Keegan Murray is. Like, let's stop pretending like there's more to his game. There's more, and he can be this. He's not. He is a really good role player. He's a really good role player. Somebody you want on your team. He is not this guy that's going to carry you. He's not a second option. He's not this top flight two-way player. He's a good role player. Good role player. Don't get it twisted. He's good. Mm-hmm. But let's stop with it. If he could just get the opportunity and, you know, if they pass him the ball more. Nah, bro, stop. So the guy's shooting 28% from 3. Mm-hmm. Let's yeah, just stop.
I think yeah, I think you are correct. I think John Poles is correct. John Poles says, "Nope, here comes the Daily Keegan." That's absolutely that's our man Scooter. Scooter says, "Here comes the Daily Afternoon Keegan slander at least twice a day." It's not slander. Yeah, it's just an honest slander? Assessment. This is the message I meant to click on from Big John Poles. Keegan maxed out his potential his rookie season, and that might be accurate. Like, we're entering, like, this is year four now. And granted, this year is a disaster. I don't know what you take away. And this is the really difficult thing. And we can elaborate more on this tomorrow, because we really haven't even touched on what has gone on with the Raiders today. But that's the King's future. Like, I don't know about the number one pick, because that's not how the NBA works. It works differently. And Doug Christie mentioned, you know, after the Phoenix game, you need luck. Like, there's some luck involved in this. And he talked about Oklahoma City, and he talked about Detroit. I think San Antonio was the other team that he referenced. It's like, man, that's all fine and well, Doug. But the luck is the important part of it, and you need that. Like, you're not going to get Victor Wembanyama. That's a once in a lifetime generational talent. Mm-hmm. You need a prospect like the Clippers drafted with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. That's what you need. Mm-hmm. You need to hit like that. You need to, you know, Cade Cunningham was the number one overall pick in the draft, man. That's the different part about the Pistons, and they've been smart with their money, and they've taken risks, and they've done all of these different things, you know, to maximize their cap space while also staying flexible to make deals should they choose to. If they wanted to get involved in the honest thing, they absolutely could. They have the contracts and the ability to do it. I don't know what their draft capital looks like in terms of acquiring a player like that, but they do have the ability to do it. But the future of the Sacramento Kings is probably what we're seeing with the Raiders. Like, unfortunately, I don't know how to evaluate Doug Christie as a head coach anymore. I just don't think he's going to get another opportunity to do it. And we can argue whether that's the right thing. We can argue whether that's the wrong thing. We can argue whether it was premeditated or not. Ultimately, I think that's what's going to happen. I also don't know what the next 6 weeks hold for this team. I think there's this grand idea that we're going to be able to wipe the slate clean in the next month, and that is terribly unrealistic. You talk about the Spurs. The Spurs missed the playoffs. I know this is like inconceivable. They missed playoffs for 7 straight years. And some of those years are with Wemby. They're obviously going to make it this year. This is going to snap their drought. The Pistons missed the playoffs for 5 years. OKC is not even worth, you know, throwing into this conversation, because they actually made the playoffs recently. But think about that. 7-5. The Kings rebuild hasn't even started. Like, this goes back to a conversation we were having, you know, a couple months ago, where you posed the question, like, the rebuild hasn't started yet. What is, if you took a really, really optimistic view in the Sacramento Kings rebuilding, you're talking 3 to 4 years, they're returning to a place where they're competing, right? But that clock, that 3 to 4 year clock hasn't started yet. So you're entering the third year where you're missing the playoffs. This will be the third year they miss the playoffs. We don't know that the rebuild starts next year. Let's go, and I genuinely believe this is best case scenario. You're able to wipe everything out by the trade deadline next year. Now you're at 4 years. You're tacking 4 more years onto that. Now you're getting into a stretch where the Sacramento Kings now have 2 of the top 5 longest playoff droughts in NBA history. Like, I think you'd have Kings, Wolves, the Suns will be up there. The Knicks might be up there, and the Kings would be up there. And the Kings would be up there a second time. And it would all be, we're talking, is that one playoff appearance in 26 years?
Sounds about right.
One playoff appearance in 26 years. That's what the Sacramento Kings are facing right now. If everything goes right.
Right. You got to get it right.
And I'm saying that with the examples that Doug used. Mm-hmm. If everything goes that way, that's not, again, Wemby and Cade. number one pick, generational talent, one of the top young guys in the league. The luck Doug Christie was talking about. I just don't know if Doug is going to have the ability to coach this team next year.
I don't know either. And I saw a lot of people over the break or anything. Shout out to this break, too.
Shout out to the legends, because they got the Russell Westbrook Ryan Rollins interaction last night.
It was lit. But I saw a lot of people like who were pro tank talking about, yo, Scott Perry need to make a move. He need to do something so I just don't have to see this every night. Oh, no, no. No, you in this. You are in this. You got jumped in. You're in this for life.
Blood in, blood out.
You are in this, and this is what it looks like. Ain't no do something to make it more entertaining. No, it gets nasty. It's nasty. And look, if that works, cool. But there's no shortcut to getting where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some dark years. It's going to get cold.
Yep.
You know, we're going to have years of what we deem as meaningless basketball, watching guys that we thought were, you know, prime prospects, but now we've seen him for 2 years. Like, oh, he's not as good as, I don't know if you can win with this guy. I don't know if he's like, that's probably going to happen. And just, you got to wear it now. This is what a lot of people wanted. Got to see it through. And I think that's what Scott will do. He will see it through. I believe he believes that tearing this whole thing down, building from the ground up, is the best way to go. But yeah, it's going to have some. We're only halfway through this season.
Yeah, right.
We've been doing this for four years. We're halfway through this season.
We're halfway.
Y'all like, do something.
Well, I think that I have a response to that. I could be wrong, but I do have a response to that, and I'll give it to you. And we will talk a little bit about what went on with the Raiders today when dealing with Casey returned on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
We've got a lot to get to. James Ham's going to be with us coming up in about 45 minutes. I keep saying this. We should get that Keon Ellis sound from practice today. Is Keon Ellis, Keegan Murray, the latest Kings injured in last night's game. From what Sean Cunningham tweeted, it didn't look like Keegan Murray was anywhere to be found at practice today, whereas Keon Ellis, in fact, was.
They helped him off the court.
Yeah, that's tough. It looked bad. I thought it was his knee, but then they showed it. It's been well reported. It was an ankle at this point. But that whole fall was bad. Mm-hmm. He's just completely entangled and in a tough fall to the ground. What we could do, it won't do anything for his ankle, but it could. Oh, I guess it could help with the pain. We'll send him a case of Baker Family Wines. Baker Family Wines is a terrific celebratory wine. I know we were drinking it over the holidays. Christmas dinner, we had given it to a variety of people. Dustin and his crew has been so wonderful. And as we head into 2026, we're excited for our partnership with Dusty Baker and Baker Family Wines to grow. It is right here in Sacramento. It's in West Sacramento on Industrial Boulevard. You can go visit anytime you want to. You have multiple opportunities each week to hang out with Dusty Baker. They always let us know, hey, Dusty's going to be at the tasting room on Saturday. Dusty Baker is going to be there watching the game on Sunday. And we always try to relay that information with you because Dusty is the normalest dude you'll ever meet. You talk about a Hall of Famer who has seen everything. Yep. He came in here and he was telling stories about Willie Mays and Willie McCovey and Bobby Bonds and Barry Bonds and his, the Negro League and Major League Baseball. Like, this man has seen everything and is happy to share it with you. And on top of all that, he makes incredible wines. You can join Dusty's Clubhouse. That's essentially the Dusty Baker Wine Club. BakerFamilyWines.com is the website. Again, BakerFamilyWines.com. The tasting room is right there on Industrial Boulevard. We're going to be doing a lot with them in 2026. You could go by, pick up that Dark Rosé, pick up that 755, whatever your wine preference is. Dusty has made it. Dusty's got it for you there at the tasting room.
That's right.
Let's get to TC here. First call of the year from TC in 2026, hey. 916-909-1320, Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. TC, what's happening, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers? First and foremost, hey, congrats, D-Lo, bro. Hey, you a dog, bro. You a big dog. I love you, bro.
I love you too, brother. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
I swear to God. For sure. Hey, listen, we already said we're going to have our drinks and sell that bruise and all that after the Niners, so we ain't going to talk too much about it. They got to go to Philly. Just win. You got to win, dog. Simple as that. But we talking about the Kings. I believe that pick, hey, Kenny, that's why I was, listen, AJ or Caleb has to be the pick. And am I wrong? Is it too early or does it work like this, D-Lo? Can we pick up the phone as far as Perry and be trying to get one of those mid-round picks from OKC? Or is that like a draft day? Because I'm stuck on trying to get two first-round picks, and I believe he can pull it off. Or is that like a draft day thing? Explain that to me a little bit.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Well, why is he
fixated on OKC?
Because he wants another first-round pick.
Yeah, he wants two first-round picks for the Kings, and he's wondering if the Kings can trade for one of their first-round picks right now, or if they can only do that on draft day, I believe.
They can do
well,
it.
Why
right
couldn't
now
they? Yeah, why? Yeah, of course
I think
they
maybe
could.
It's more of a not like a like a formal type of question. Like, do you think it's possible? I think that's what he was trying to get at. I think anything's possible.
Sure.
KG, but.
Yeah. Like I sure. Like anything is possible. Like I mean, if that's the road Scott Perry wants to go in terms of acquiring more draft picks, like yeah, I'm sure he can. I just don't know how.
Yeah, is there anything on the Kings roster that get to a first round pick right now?
I don't think so.
I mean, what got it last year? What I don't remember what the Oklahoma City trade was. Was it a couple of seconds?
The one to get Nick Clifford?
Yeah, the one to get back into the draft.
I think it was a couple of seconds.
Okay.
I think
it was. Like so, I mean, it also depends on TC. It also depends on where you're talking about.
Right.
You talking about 20-plus? Mm-hmm. Or you talking about mid-round? Or you talking lottery? Because those are all different price tags.
And if you're talking a couple of seconds, I don't think there's any way like the Thunder would do it right now. But definitely, if you're talking about adding another first round pick from Oklahoma City, that sounds like a draft day conversation. That sounds like,
sure.
Hey, you know, we're at the top of the second round. We got the fourth pick in the second round. We'll trade you that in a future second to get back into the first.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's like after you already know everything that's going on.
Because you have your eye on a specific player.
Right, exactly.
Which sounds like was the case with Nick Clifford mm-hmm. last year. Mm-hmm. They had their eye.
Speaking of TC, he had one of his all-time hater takes when they were gone.
Oh, man, okay.
TC, the day after the 49ers beat the Bears.
Okay.
I'm hyped up. Everybody hyped up. Game of the year or whatever. TC calls in and says, man, to be honest with you, I'm not even that excited about the 49ers right now. If you ask me to choose, I'm more excited about what the Kings got going on than the Niners.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. It was really bad. I cut him off one call. I was calling him a hater, too. Like, it's – I don't know. TC says he's a 49ers fan, but his actions say otherwise.
That
he said, I'm more excited
that was
about
insane.
The Kings right now.
KC was like, call in. If you feel the same way, please call in.
I'm guessing no one called.
No.
Not a single human being called.
That was
hold
wild.
On. Is this true?
That was wild.
TC said free tickets. He'd go to Kings over 49ers. Did he really say that?
I don't know if he did, but I'm like that. He would say he would. I'm sure he would.
No, because how it came up was I had tickets to the Bucks game, right? And I think, we found out later that night. And I had said, like, I don't ever pass up going to a game. Never pass up going to a game. But this is when we thought Niners Seahawks might be on Sunday night. And I was like, bro, if they played on Sunday night, I'm not going to the Kings game, period. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to – and TC was like, bro, if it was up to me, I'd go to the Kings game. I go to the Kings game. I said, bro, they'd be playing for the number one seed on Sunday night football, and you're like, I'm going to the Kings. And that's what he said. Honestly, I'm more excited about what the Kings got going on right now than the Niners.
He hates Kyle Shanahan.
That's so weird.
Like, he hates Kyle Shanahan. That's fine. I think he hates Brock Purdy by association of Kyle Shanahan and the whole Trey Lance thing.
Trey Lance started yesterday, by the way.
How did you do?
Well, that last play of the game was baffling, too. It was like fourth and goal. They're going to lose anyway. It's like 16-3. It's like fourth and goal and 30 seconds left. And Trey Lance rolls out to the right. There's nobody there. And he just keeps rolling out until he steps out of bounds.
I actually saw that.
Surge.
I actually saw that.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
That's Kyle really ruined him, didn't he, TC?
There's a lot of 49er fans probably feel like TC after Saturday's game, though.
Oh, they
See,
were
to me,
oh, they
that's
were
over.
Lighting Kyle up again. I couldn't believe it.
That's a little
season's over. They're one and done.
Can I give an impartial? That's a little overreactionary. Like,
yeah.
And I get that that's football. Like, we literally have overreaction Tuesday most of the football season. Like, I get that because we're original. We don't do overreaction Monday. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we just do overreactions. Like overreaction. It might be Thursday, Friday, whatever. but like, yeah, they were the hottest offense in the league. Or maybe not. They were one of the hottest offenses in the league. The San Francisco 49ers were. They ran into a team that is virtually had no down moment all year. You know, they're one of maybe three teams that has operated at a high level all season, and they executed a perfect game plan against a division rival. And won a close game. Like, it was ugly. It was tough. Like, they won a close. This, to me, though, and I get, you know, the nervousness and the similarities between Philadelphia and Seattle and 49er fans feeling a certain way going into next week. Again, just as an impartial viewer, I do not feel that way.
Yeah, I don't buy similarities at all between those two teams, by the way.
Well, I think it really boils down to, oh, maybe the offense isn't that good, but their defense is really good. And it is a blanket. It is just kind of a blanket thing that we like. No, they're similar. Mm-hmm. When you make a pros cons list for the Eagles and the Seahawks, a lot of the pros are the same for the two teams. A lot of the cons are the same for the two teams. Right. And they're two different football teams. I mean, going to Philadelphia is tough. Like, you know, we could talk about their offense and, the team being up and down, being the defending Super Bowl champions. They've lost, I think, twice all year in Philly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sirianni's never lost a playoff game in Philly.
There's something to all of that. But that has nothing to do with Sunday's game.
Right.
And you can draw the comp when the game is over. And you can see, I told you. Or you could just look at this like, nah, these are two different games, two different opponents, similar styles, which to me, that works in the benefit of the 49ers more than it does the Eagles, because the Eagles could look like, hey, this is what worked for Seattle. We can execute something similar. Different personnel, they'll put their own tweak on it, do all of that, while the 49ers would be operating more from a place of, yo, we can't let this happen again. Here's what went wrong here. Mm-hmm. They're going over every play in that game yesterday. Here's what went wrong here. That Christian McCaffrey interception, that's going to get skipped over. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows what that is. They're going to go over, how did we get to this point? And they're going to be doing that until Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to me, like, I get the often pessimistic nature of being a fan and reacting in a high profile game and being frustrated. Like, I get that. But they had just performed brilliantly in a high profile game the week before. Mm-hmm. 6 days before. Mm-hmm. Don't erase that. Very different type of game, very different type of opponent. So I get it. But still, it's not like, oh, Brock can't perform in the big moments. Oh, they can't do this, they can't do that. No, they put up, what was it, 42-38? Mm-hmm. They put up 42 the week prior on Sunday Night Football against the team that had lost, what, three games at the time, four games at the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something to that. This week's game doesn't erase the previous 6 weeks.
No. Not at all, man. And you talk about, this is where I think every game is its own entity this year. You talk about the shout out legends.
Shout out that boy Legends in here.
Shout out Legends.
Hey, we was ready for you.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out Legends. Well, I'm tapping into that.
Hey, Legends Productions, who we reference often on this show, is in the chat. Just of note, Legends, you're on push notifications. Mm-hmm. When them joints drop, we watch.
Straight up.
We watch.
Man. Come on. Legends really is a legend. Facts. On NBA Twitter. That's
facts.
For sure.
Facts. Salute.
But, like, every game is his own entity. The Bears' defense that just got thrashed by the 49ers had shut down the Packers the week before, mm-hmm. shut down the Lions yesterday, and gave them a chance to win that game. Held them under 20, at least. The Seattle defense that looked so dominant against the 49ers team that was averaging 35 points per game since Brock came back, had given up 37 and 500 yards to the Rams the previous week. I believe, if my timeline is correct, the Rams were also on extended rest, weren't they? Or excuse me, the Seahawks. Was that the Thursday game was the game before the 49ers game, right?
The Thursday game versus Thursday, that was the Rams?
Yeah.
So that would have been week 17.
Yeah. So they had a 10-day rest going into that game. 10-day rest, and the Niners were on a short week as well.
I got Seahawks, oh, no, they played Panthers. In Carolina.
They did play in
Carolina. Yeah, I got Seahawks, that's Panthers right. on the 28th.
They did play in Carolina.
The week 16. Week 16 they was had the rest.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about the Panthers game. But it's its own entity. That's really what I was getting at. And I want to be mad at, I don't want to get mad, but I want to look at like the reason why and be like, oh, Robert Saleh, he's doing the same things that he did the first time that frustrated me. And, you know, these were the shortcomings from Robert Saleh that I had before. I want to say all that stuff. But come on, man. This guy out here playing with fringe NFL players. And that's no disrespect to them, but that's who they are. They're practice players. They're third string guys that are journeymen. Like he's moved past, and like people talk about, and on the morning roast this morning, they were talking about like all the drafting. Now it's John Lynch and Kyle. Their drafting hasn't been good, and all this other. These are guys that are undrafted free agents that are out there trying to guard JSN.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, we're gonna be matched up with AJ Brown. Like, yeah, some of the guys like the Jair Browns and the Mustafas, they were drafted relatively high, and the safety play has been terrible. But all of the linebackers were guys that were on the scrap heap. Eric Kendricks was unemployed 5 weeks ago. I can't necessarily get mad at these guys because at some point. The talent is just the talent. And they're doing the best with what they got. What Mariah Carey said, I'm doing the best I can with what I got. That's what Robert Saleh is doing right now. And the one thing that I do feel confident about is they'll be prepared to play. They'll be ready to play. They are well coached. There's a culture in that locker room. Is going to have those guys ready to play. They talk about Saturday night. Like, I can't believe there's no sense of urgency. They didn't come ready to play. They came ready. They were ready to play. They just lost.
Yeah,
they just didn't. Lost. Seattle just played a better game.
Philly isn't Seattle, too, by the way. Like, yeah, Philly's coming off a Super Bowl, but they're not as good as Seattle. They haven't been all season long. I've not watched Philly once and been like, yeah, that's a team. Where like, yeah, that's dominant right there. Like, what Seattle did against the 49ers, I haven't watched Philly once this season and seen that from them. Saquon Barkley.
Defense I have, though.
Defense is fine, but like you can put up 20 points on the defense or whatever. Like, I believe what the 49ers did the last month and a half offensively, like that was real. Like, I think.
Did Philly want this?
That's what the streets are saying.
They had a shot, like a real shot at two. And it's not like they didn't make an adjustment during the game. They made the decision. Nick Sirianni made the decision, and he said last night after the things kind of went the way that they went, he said, the one thing I can control is these guys being rested, and if that gets us into a playoff game healthy, that's what I'm going to do. But to willingly take a lower seed in potential road game, like this is a team, you know, they won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. This is a team that has aspiration to go back to the Super Bowl. And, you know, maybe they looked at the, you know, the proverbial brackets and thought, yeah, it doesn't matter, the two and the three. But because of how we think this is going to play out, it doesn't matter to us. But it feels like they were very, very comfortable taking the three spot and I'm assuming they were going with the idea that the Rams were going to win their game and they were going to wind up playing the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, Matt Maiocco had a tweet where he said the Eagles got what they wanted. They wanted the Niners. They'll play them on Sunday night, whatever. But and Matt doesn't really just say things like that without hearing it. He didn't hear from Nick Sirianni. You know, he might have kind of read the tea leaves or listen to reporters who said that or whatever. So nobody really knows if that's what they were trying to do, but it was at least out there of, hey, we'd rather play the 49ers right now than the Packers. Maybe they feel they match up better with the 49ers than they do the Packers. And I understand that with the way the 49ers defense looks right now, not knowing if Trent Williams is going to be back or if he is back, not being close to 100%. They probably also looked, I could see them looking at, yeah, we could beat Chicago in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not really tripping off of that. And if we don't have to play Chicago in Chicago, that means we'll be playing at home, I think, for another game. So, we ain't tripping. And then, the way it plays out, I think if they, Seattle. I was forgetting one team. I was like, they're like, maybe they feel like I do. Seattle not winning. We might get a home game anyway. Get the Rams coming to Philly. And just playing it out that way. It's a dangerous game to play. It's a dangerous game to play. Even to the down to, yeah, we want to play the Niners. You want to play Kyle Shanahan? You want to see CMC in a one-game situation?
Mm. Yeah, I just don't think Philly's good enough to, like, try to do that this season.
Mm. I agree.
Saquon's only ran for over 100 yards three times this season. Hasn't touched 90 yards in any other game. The three games that he ran for over 100 yards against Washington, he had 132, had a rush of 48 yards in that game. Mm. 122 against the Chargers, had a rush of 52 yards in that game. 150 against the Giants, had a rush of 65 yards in that game. Like, they're not running the ball at all this season. Doesn't matter who they're playing either. Unless you get that one run.
The Eagles...
That's why I got it on the board.
Nah, I hear you.
Yeah. He does have it there.
I've been fighting for it for about a month and a half, too. I've been telling you guys.
Jesse said the Eagles will lose in the wild card. The Eagles lost to the Broncos in week 5 by 4.
They were in control.
Week 5. I'm sorry. Week 5. They oddly got blown out by the New York Giants.
Yeah, Thursday night game.
In week 6. Then they lost by 3 to Dallas.
Should have won that game.
9 to Chicago.
Kind of got dominated.
3 to the Chargers. And then 7 in that game yesterday.
4 picks from Jalen Hurts in that.
Those are their losses. Their offense has had stretches, even in wins. They beat the Packers 10-7. They beat the Detroit Lions 16-9.
I think they got the Bills 13-12.
13-12.
No passing, no completions in the second half.
They didn't snap out of it until they beat the Raiders 31-0.
Damn.
It's not funny.
Damn,
it's
Raider not funny. Nation.
But you'll have a new head coach next year. Pete Carroll fired this morning. So who was fired?
Did you see when they asked Pete Carroll about coming back? And like, Pete, do you want to come back? Yeah. Sure. All right, sure, out of here. Get out of here. What do you mean, sure?
Sure, I want to come back.
Sounds good to me. I don't know. Did they want me back?
I was saying, yep. Got 3 more years on my deal. By the way, did you see? I know you did. Did you see? Did you see Michigan's hire?
I did. Yeah. So, yeah.
I ain't even mad at them, but they got scared. They're like, "What is the opposite of what we just had here?" And I'm not poking fun at Sharon Moore. I feel after seeing him in that courtroom,
he's still in, ain't
he? I feel terrible. Like he looked. I feel terrible for him. I hate that whole situation, but like I'm not gonna poke fun at him. But I will poke fun at Michigan, who thought, just how can we avoid this forever? I got the guy for you. And you just sign the exact opposite type of head coach.
Go blue.
Yeah.
Go blue. Let's go.
Oh, man.
Shout out to the U.
Man.
Shout out to the U. Let's and go. That's the U.
That's the funny thing about I guess it's not college football. I guess it's coaching clocks. They're never stopped. No. You just hit the pause button. And Ryan Day last year, who couldn't have been closer to being fired, hit the pause button. Well, They took it off pause after that loss this college football playoff to Miami, and the clock is running on Ryan Day again.
It was a good quarterfinal round. It was good. I mean, the Indiana game was a beatdown. It's crazy that Indiana might win the national championship. That's crazy.
Indiana, and it's
– the Ole Miss game was great. Lane got paid.
Lane, did you see where Lane was during the game?
Oh, that was the same time.
It was the same exact moment. I hate Kim Mulkey. That performative little trick. She marched his ass out there like he was a prop. Literally held this man's hand like he's a toddler and put his hands up in the air like he had just won the world title at WrestleMania.
There are a bunch of things that I don't agree with Kim, but she actually entertains me.
Oh, she's entertaining. Really she's entertaining.
That don't make them like Kim no more.
Oh, man. Shout out Duke, by the way. They beat Notre Dame.
I saw that.
Oh, thank God.
I saw that.
They needed that one bad.
They got, I saw, what's your name on the hot seat? Ivy.
Yeah,
Noel.
No, it doesn't. It does matter. I'm sorry.
It does
matter.
Oh, did you see the Cal coach almost fight the ref? He was crazy.
On that 4-point play.
He was out of control. What are you doing? You should be suspended.
Four people tried to grab him as he was running after that official.
I wonder if the way he went after, would he really have hit him?
Yeah, I don't know what he would have done, but I don't know. That was hilarious. We'll come back. James Hamm joins us. We'll talk Kings basketball with James Hamm here next on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Head over to ESPN1320.com for a chance to win two single-day passes to the Sportsman's Expo at Cal Expo Thursday, January 15th through Sunday, January 18th. Again, that's over at ESPN1320.com. Also, a quick update for those, or not an update, we haven't talked about it, but like a quick note. For those who aren't aware, Sacramento has like this dope like string of Broadway shows that are coming through to the Safe Credit Union Performing Arts Center. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the full title that is. It's a really long name. But it kicks off this week with The Lion King. Lion King is the first musical I ever saw on Broadway. It is extraordinary. It's almost sold out. It's virtually sold out. You can call and try to find tickets. Katie and I are taking the kids on Thursday, but like The Lion King, Moulin Rouge, Beetlejuice, MJ the Musical, Hell's Kitchen, which if you don't know, that's a musical that is based on Alicia Keys' music. That's all coming through Sacramento.
Fire.
Yeah, dude, it is fire. Dope. And yeah. We're gonna make a night out of it on Thursday. We're gonna get the kids all dressed up for the theater, go grab some food out at V's Paradise, and then head over and see the what has to be one of the biggest musicals in history.
I think
Lion King thing has been running for
all-timer.
That they have their own theater. Like the hotel we were staying in New York is across from whatever theater it plays at, because the Lion King banner still lives there after all of these years.
Man. Yeah. That feels like 20, 30 years,
I guess. Yeah.
It feels like it's always been up around Times Square as long as I can remember. That's going to be dope. Though.
Right here in downtown Sacramento.
I want to see MJ the Musical.
Oh, Back to the Future is one too. Like I saw MJ the Musical with Miles Frost as Michael Jackson, and it was extraordinary. Like, I will be there opening night. I will likely be there twice for that. And the dope thing about the MJ one is it drops in April, which is the same month the movie drops.
Oh, wow.
So Sacramento is going to have, a little MJ renaissance here coming up in April with the movie and the musical hitting downtown Sacramento. So just a note for those that aren't aware, all of that stuff is happening here over the course of the next 5 or 6 months in our city.
Can't wait.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Good stuff.
Yeah, man.
Hey, real quick, because we got James Hamm coming up at 3:00. I wanted to ask you another football thing that came to mind. The new single season sack leader, Myles Garrett. Was there a little Favre action on that, bro?
A little bit.
He beat the left tackle, so he was gonna get there. But Joe helped him out a little bit.
Yeah, Joe just kind of.
Brett Favre probably oversold it more. Like
Brett Favre.
Yeah, Brett Favre.
Like, Brett Favre ran into Strahan.
Yeah, like Favre did that on purpose. Like, I don't think that's what Joe did.
He met Strahan halfway.
Yeah, bro. I was like,
Burrow kind of resigned to like, all right,
you couldn't get away. You couldn't step up in the pocket.
Oh yeah, there's a few things with this. So get what you got. With the sack record thing. Like, Michael Strahan is a
I think that
too.
Was the question.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah,
oh,
I think that was it.
Michael Strahan's a hater, too. I hate the, I had the 16-game record.
See, that's what
like,
I...
Stop,
that's
no,
why,
it's the NFL record. Why, enough.
That's why I wanted him to so badly do it in 16 games because of exactly what Strahan did. Well, I would have bet Kenny's money Strahan would have done that.
Strahan didn't have to say that.
He's being a hater.
He didn't have to say that at all. He's not
he didn't.
Wrong.
I was. This is what I mean. Like, he didn't.
Wrong. You don't
he's
have the record. There is no 16-game record, Mike. Yep. There's only an NFL record.
You're right.
He's, but
otherwise, we're going to go back to the 14-game records. Then.
Okay, but what did he say? Because I didn't see the quote. Did he say, I did mine in 16 games?
He said, I got the 16-game record. I think Miles Garrett has a 17-game record.
That's what he said.
It's like, no,
he said, I think he said they have the 17-game record, because I think he was talking about TJ, too, who, as we noted last week, I think TJ did it in 15 games.
Jesus. Goodness gracious. Yeah, speaks.
I was really happy.
Your mouth, Mike. He did it in 15 games.
I had a quad box open for that morning slate for the sole reason of keeping the Browns game up. I knew the red zone would go to it. I just wanted to see the whole thing like happen.
Happened late too.
It did. Yeah. I was happy he got it. I really wanted him to get that record. He's one of the greatest defensive players I've ever seen.
He is. He really is. He's special.
Was a little underwhelming that he landed at 23, though.
Yeah, I thought he was. It felt like he was going to get like 26. Yeah, I thought he was going to.
Also, Zach Taylor, shut up, bro. Like, oh, why did we stop the game? We're fighting for our lives. You're fighting for your lives.
Your life, really,
bro? You know what it was.
Is he was scared that was the end of his career. Like, he was scared that was the end of his time.
Guys, I'm about to get fired, please. I need to call this play.
If they had told him what they told him this morning, that, no, man, you're safe, you're good. If they had told him that yesterday, he'd probably been like, hey, man, good for Myles Garrett. What a record. Yeah. But he didn't know if he was going to be fired last night. So
we're fighting for – we? I think we're fine.
Oh, so maybe. We just made the spontaneous decision to stop the game, huh? Yeah, man, they did. Like, what's the big deal?
Settle down. What's wrong?
Neither one of you hoes is going anywhere. Relax.
What is wrong with you? Settle down, sir.
Jalen said, quad box for the Browns game is nasty work, brother. Ain't that the truth?
It was tough.
But I like
the morning was kind of weak, though. The morning was weak.
The morning was trash.
Outside of the Falcons game, obviously.
Yeah.
I was tapped in for sure. But the morning was weak.
Yeah.
I was like,
shout out to Mrs. Mayfield, who made that much more entertaining by putting the images of Baker watching that game out there.
Oh, that's tough. That is tough right there. You win the game that you feel you needed to. Yeah. And because of some tiebreakers.
You had to take care of business, man.
Yeah. Don't lose to Quinn Ewers the week before.
Yeah, there's that.
Take care of business.
There's that. I mean, they had another bad loss in there, too, at home, I think.
You see the Falcons got eliminated from like their chances at winning the division back on December 7th, and somehow they still end up with the same record as everyone else? Shout out to the Falcons.
They had the video of Ryan.
Who fired everybody this morning.
Yeah, well, I guess the press conference ends. And Raheem Morris steps off the podium and hugs Arthur Blank and the family wife. And like, oh, yeah. Oh man, we love you. Like, an hour later.
Would have been hilarious if you see Arthur Blank in the background just doing the rock throat slit or whatever.
Tells his wife. That's crazy, though. Yeah, about an hour and a half later, you're out of here, you're out of here.
That's tough. So Falcons, I mean, the Giants and Titans fired their coach during the season.
Mm-hmm. Does Aaron Glenn still have a job with the Jets, or did he get fired?
He still has a job. Number two pick.
He still has a job. Falcons, Raiders.
Browns.
And Stefanski, the Browns. Yeah.
Talking like Stefanski's about to get hired as soon as.
All right, man. Now go ahead, do that.
Crazy.
Go ahead. Do that.
That is crazy. Do you think that's the last firings?
The one that I was surprised didn't happen last night was the Raiders. I absolutely thought that was going to happen last night. Mm. So I will say, Zach Taylor's already been told he's safe.
Mike McDaniel's not going.
Giants are already open.
I got my eye on one job. Kind of two.
Boy in Arizona was fired, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
I'm surprised Todd Bowles didn't get fired.
So who do you have your eye on?
I don't think it should. I'm just saying. I'm just reading the tea leaves.
Yeah.
You think Baltimore?
It's kind of trending that way.
Or if you read the right articles, I don't know, Lamar's going to play for the Dolphins next year.
Jesse's definitely reading the right articles.
Do you think Pittsburgh makes a move?
Mike is there now.
Boy, Florio was selling that so hard last night.
I didn't even see
it. He was selling the Mike Tomlin future in TV. It was almost like Mike Tomlin's been talking directly to NBC executives.
Mm.
He said it with such confidence, too.
They talked to Mike Tomlin, too. I did see that.
I'm going
to
go no on Mike. I don't know, man.
If you don't fire John Harbaugh, what are you holding on to still?
There's still a good team.
Here's the thing. I don't think you fire John Harbaugh.
Want to mutually part ways?
Yeah. You come up with some sort of line. I don't think you fire John Harbaugh. He's earned that. You come up with some other line. Like Bill Belichick wasn't fired. Bill Belichick and what's his name? Robert Kraft. Mm-hmm. Gave a joint press conference together. Now, Robert Kraft trashed him the second he left the press conference, but still.
I wonder if they released an Amazon documentary, too.
Do you?
By the way, Bears-Packers on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
That's a stunner. Yeah.
Technically, Chiefs-Dolphins was Peacock last year.
Yeah, but.
It's not Bears.
But, Packers. Yeah, that's not Bears-Packers.
How do you think that went? We were trying to figure this out. Who gets first? I always thought the network, I always go back to Cowboys Niners. And it was always, I thought I heard at least, CBS said, we want that game.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that NFC game ended up on CBS at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to figure out like who gets the first call for the games on Wild Card Weekend.
I don't know.
And it feels like if that's the case, I think it's a big game, but I don't think Fox is like, no, give me Niners-Eagles over Bears-Packers.
So I mean, there's got to be, I mean, Philadelphia, I mean, and San Francisco, but San Francisco, Sacramento, like the Northern California.
I think they're like the number one rated team right now. Like when you look at the ratings.
Yeah, they'll do numbers. It was just really surprising to see Packers-Bears. Mm. On Prime, and maybe that's part of the thing. Like we've got to get, flatlined, so to speak. Into how can we pop a number? How can we get a boost up? Maybe the Packers Bears is the plan.
John Paul says Fox gets NFC, CBS gets AFC. That is true for the regular season, and that's true for divisional and championship rounds. Wild card round. I'm not sure how that goes because, as you remember, Cowboys Niners was Sunday afternoon on CBS. That's where Tony Romo. No, he's got plenty of time. He's got plenty of time. Oh, no. Oh.
Oh, Jim.
So, and obviously CBS didn't get first dibs this week or this time around. So, I don't know if they
What's
alternate.
More appealing, Packers, Bears, or 49ers, Eagles?
Packers Bears.
Because if I'm really.
Yeah, that's the game. Because the Eagles, I mean, the Niners, I don't think, like, Eagles, we're tapped in on the Niners. Like, people are tapped in on the Niners here, but I don't know about nationally. Like, Packers Bears is a national. Like,
oh, I don't think know. They're yeah. typed in.
This,
the
do you think this
nationally?
Season still?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Here's what it is. I think if you had to rank them, it would go. I'll give them the respect right now. I'll go Eagles 1 as far as like how the ratings go. Eagles 1, Bears 2, Niners 3, Packers 4. Mm. And if I'm Fox, I can get 1 and 3. Mm-hmm. Let me get that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.